The Tejitans, what is CIC and how it works? Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of August 24, 2025. I know that just about all of you have heard about something called CIC, which is always close to everything the Tejitans do, including me, yet there is hardly any information directly talking about it. CIC, or Kultsuz Ayine Chishiigi, in Tejetan language, using how it sounds as phonemes, is the information processing center of any starship, which in human terms can be translated to something like Combat Information Center, as the initials more or less coincide, and as used for the same purpose by the United States Navy, which has nothing to do with us. The first letter C, in Tejetan, can be better translated as organization, or as subdivision, and not as the word combat, as in the case of the American Navy. The second and third letters coincide perfectly with Information Center. Every Tejetan starship has a large deck dedicated to CIC, Processing Information Center, and it is usually situated directly under the bridge, and also has large windows towards the exterior and front of the starship. But it is a lot more than just a physical place. CIC consists of a variable number of highly specialized crew members, who are in direct and constant contact with the ship's communication center and crew, which is usually part of the ship's bridge situated directly above them. CIC has several roles and subdivisions, depending on its tasks, and it is also directly linked to Tejetan intelligence, as would be expected. What CIC mainly does is receive information from the planets of the Tejetan culture, mainly from Tema and Talika City, as it is the capital, but also from any other Tejetan starship which would want to share its information with the ship that is receiving it. CIC also receives any information coming from starships, planets and cultures that do not belong to Tejita, and processes the information to organize it and distribute it to the ship's high command, or to whoever needs it. CIC is also a think tank, as processing information many times requires discussing and interpreting it, especially if it is coming from strange and dubious sources, before concluding if it is worth moving up the chain of command, who, in turn, will determine if any action is required. CIC is also in charge of processing and interpreting all kinds of information coming from just about any source, mostly from other star races, and decides if there is something relevant in it, for example, studying elaborate muon messages between other races and sources to find out if there is any risk for the ship and fleet. As would be expected, CIC is made up of several highly specialized crew members who use their expertise to function in their assigned roles. For example, CIC needs several crew members who can talk, or at least understand several relevant Humanlyrian languages, as well as others from other star races of different genetic lineage. Needless to say, this is a very complicated task. As no one can be an expert in everything, defined roles are given to each member of CIC, depending on what they know, what they can do, and the task at hand. In the case of CIC of the main Tejetan starships currently in Earth's orbit, CIC is a very large multi-ship organization that is boiling with activity all the time, and 24/7, where its members take shifts. The head of intelligence and of CIC of the current Tejetan fleet here is Kira of Tema, who is to me, as Anika was to former Queen Alanim, back in the day. The role a CIC member has is directly associated with his or her expertise, as I said above, So that means that as we are here in Earth's orbit and managing countless things that directly involve the planet, we saw the need to include some trustworthy people who live on the surface, as they would be the ones who would know how society on Earth works in detail. These people are not fully human, as they have all been fully identified as Tajitans living on Earth, having a life there, while being in immersion using a pod. I must stress that the mere fact of being a Tajitan in immersion in no way guarantees that they may be trustworthy, and being only human, if there is such a thing, does not mean that they are not trustworthy, so it's a pickle, I know. We saw the need to assign CIC roles to some people on Earth, as we needed experts in their fields, as it would not be logical to place a full Tajitan unpacked from Tema in the role of explaining how Earth's human politics, economics, and banking work. Same way, we assigned roles which are related to digital computers and how they work as human machines are very different from Tajitan ones, and are very incompatible. Therefore, managing social media is a hybrid task assigned half to full Tajitans and half to assigned humans on the surface of Earth who have kindly volunteered to help us. Without them, our task here would be a lot more difficult, even with the fact that I, too, lived on the surface of Earth until I was 13 years old, but as I was just a kid when I was there, I logically would not know anything about the intrinsic and detailed procedures of society on Earth as that is part of the world adults live in, and I never lived there as an adult, and technically I am not yet an adult here either, as I am still underage. I needed people with expertise and knowledge in each of their fields, but they all work directly with full Tajitans, who are the ones that guide their necessary tasks. Some highly trained Tajitans, mostly Hashmalim and Shinanim Special Forces operators, are constantly on the surface of Earth, performing intelligence-gathering tasks which can be very risky. That intelligence is conducted the old way, even when they may have air support from our 110-centimeter drones, and sometimes also from a cloaked starship above them, usually of the stack type, all while they research and find any actionable intelligence, for example, about taken people, who took them, and were, before sending what they found to CIC on a starship, who in turn will send the data up the chain of command who will decide if an action against the abductors can be taken, and how. Another task assigned to the people on the surface is to provide a 24/7 line of support for the Tajitan Special Forces operators on the surface. As all communications on the planet must be conducted using human technology, because of the restrictions of the Prime Directive, the internet is used all the time, except when an operator is in serious distress. And that is the only situation when a Muon communication device can be activated. As the internet is used all the time, all the teams involved are constantly under the danger of being hacked and tracked by the ruling cabal on Earth and its henchmen and sympathizers. This means that IP addresses must be constantly changed whenever it is possible, and their physical locations cannot be fixed either. Without these brave teams, we would not be able to find enough actionable intelligence to be able to perform rescue operations and other related tasks, despite having highly advanced drones. In short, CIC is the intelligence and information gathering center of the Tajitans, and it functions mainly with all affairs between star races and their complicated exopolitics, and a small part of it also studies and processes everything they can coming from Earth, also searching the general web, media, and so on, for anything that may be useful to our operations and actions, as that is why we are here. I hope this information is useful to help you understand us and how we work. A note to Michael Cryan, I meant that you sometimes made me cry with your videos, but cry in a good way. And thank you again. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.